Paralyzed by the suddenness and totality of the disaster, we stood together in the shade of the oak, looking at the body lying in the sun. Neither of us approached it. There was a stain spreading through the grass and dirt in the head area. "And of course, the guys aren't here today," I said, bitterly, apropos of nothing. "They're never home when you need them." Angel looked at me, her jaw dropping. Then she began hooting with laughter. I was unaware I'd said anything amusing, and I was at my most librarianish when I added, "Really, Angel, we've got to stop standing around talking and do something about this." "You're absolutely right," Angel said. "Let's put some tulip bulbs and potting soil on top of him. They'll come up great next year." "It's way too late to put in tulips," I told her. Then, catching myself, feeling the day had already spun out of hand, I said, "We've got to call the sheriff." "Oh, all right." Angel stuck out her lip at me like a 6-year-old whose fun had been spoiled and laughed all the way into the house. I hadn't seen Angel Youngblood laugh that much in the 2 years she'd been my bodyguard. She was serious enough an hour later.